And now, from the diamond to the dugout, it's the Twins Nation Podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Twins Nation Podcast. I am your host, Matt Hoffman, and you can follow me at MDHoffman61 on X. And you can follow the show, Twins Nation Podcast, at Twins Nation Pod, also on X. So, the Minnesota Twins are now eliminated from the playoffs. The Astros had beat them 3-1. Well, the Twins lost game 1, 6-4. They won game 2, 6-2, losing game 3, 9-1. And then the heartbreaker in game 4, losing 3-2. I know this was kind of a hard pill to swallow, losing the way we did, you know, coming so close to forcing that game 5, which would have been a really, really good matchup, being that it was already slated to see Justin Verlander take on Pablo Lopez, which I think would have been probably the best game of the series, as it should be, because it would be kind of a do-or-die moment, but I guess we'll never know on how that would have turned out, but it would have been really great to see. You know, there's maybe a few disappointing things for this series, in my opinion. But let's kind of get to the good things first. First of all, you know, this team had such a crazy up and down year, and they just look like a, you know, they definitely looked like a team that was on a high through the playoffs. And, you know, they went out, you know, shut out the Blue Jays in winning 2 games. And then, you know, game 1 of the series against Houston, you know, they were down 6-0 and, you know, hit a couple home runs that kind of got them back into the game. But they just couldn't seem to get over that little bit, that hump to kind of put them in that game. Game 2, they did everything right. You know, they hit the ball well. Pitching was decent. Bullpen did its job. Game 3, the Twins really fell off. In fact, I don't even know if they were even there, losing 9-1. That was a pretty tough game to swallow, actually. I didn't really get to see much of it, but I'm kind of glad I didn't see much of it, but I saw enough stats and kind of kept up on the game cast to kind of get a good feel of what that game was really like. And it was abysmal. Like I said, the Twins were definitely not there. And then game three had a different feeling to it. You know, Lewis hitting the first home run of the game, definitely jumping out, you know, to a 1-0 lead. And then, the Astros coming back to make it 3-1. And then, you know, the Twins coming back, you know, bringing the game back in by 1. And once again, it just seems like when we needed to get over that hump, and we just couldn't quite get there. But overall, I'm pretty happy with this team. Going 3-3 in the playoffs. I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. And then, you know, this through the playoffs, some of these young guys we've had this year that have just been huge for us. You know, the Julians, Ed Julian, Royce Lewis, you know, Wallner. I mean, Wallner had a kind of a tough playoff, but I'll tell you what, Royce Lewis was definitely a guy that came through for us. He batted .227 through the playoffs, had 4 home runs, 5 RBIs. You know, Eddie Julian had a good series, batting .294. And I'll tell you what, this guy here, Carlos Correa, I mean, this is exactly why we brought this guy in. He batted .409, you know, and not only was he making great plays with his glove, being out there being a team leader, you know, saying all the right things, you know, helping everybody along, because, you know, he's been here before. He's been to the playoffs, and he even, you know, he made that comment to reporters that last year was just, it was odd for him not being in the playoffs, and so being back in the playoffs also, you know, like I said, just kind of resurrected him a little bit, and, you know, and I was glad he was able to, you know, use that and kind of, you know, show others, you know, show the other guys on the team to how that, you know, how this is what it's like, this is what it's all about, and he's just amazing. I mean, yeah, he struggled, like I said earlier this year, you know, or earlier in the year, you know, hitting and stuff. His bat was just nothing big, but, you know, you understand we were, you know, he was dealing with his injuries, but I mean, wow, did he ever come alive in the playoffs? And I mean, that is awesome. As far as anybody else, I mean, the hitting was really, to me, the biggest issue of the playoffs. And I mentioned that last week when we met last. I had no problem with how the Twins paired with Houston, other than the fact that the hitting could be the issue. And it turned out to be the issue. You know, the Twins seem like they have a hard time scoring runs when they're not hitting home runs. You know, when guys are on base, you get runners in scoring positions, they can't seem to execute that. And that's the kind of stuff that's going to get you beat in the playoffs. And, you know, that's what got them. You know, they didn't hit the ball. You know, not everybody was kind of contributing. Starting pitching, I thought, did really awesome. Pablo Lopez, man, pitched, 12 2/3 inning, had an ERA of 0.71, which is phenomenal. Can't ask for any more than that. Sonny Gray had one good game, you know, and then he had that one struggle or that one bad game. I mean, overall, he's still, you know, he pitched 9 innings, had an ERA of 4, and, you know, struck out 12 guys. You know, Pablo had 10 strikeouts. So, I mean, those two guys did pretty decent. Joe Ryan, that whole game, you know, of him not going, or him only going a few innings, I'm kind of okay with that decision. You can see why, as he gave up a home run to Abreu. Or, I'm sorry, it wasn't Abreu. I think it was Brantley. Anyways, with giving up that home run, you know, that kind of already put the Twins, you know, kind of towards the corner. Not necessarily in the corner, you know, and on the ropes, but it was putting them pretty close. So they had to do something different, you know, and they just kind of turned it into a bullpen game, which was all fine with me. Like I said, it kept us in the game, and, you know, with that, I think this bullpen did phenomenal during the playoffs. Chris Paddock, who would have thought that we would see this kind of performance from Chris Paddock, especially for being hurt all season. Jax definitely looked a lot better in the playoffs. Cole Stewart did pretty good. And then how about Duran? I mean, you know, this team wouldn't be anything what it is without him being our closer. So, and then, you know, Thielbard, other than the one inning, I thought Thielbard pitched all right. But all in all, this team did, you know, I would consider this season a success. You know, they came in, you know, the first goal was to win a playoff game, and they won. You know, the next thing on the list was to win a series, and they went and did that. And, you know, for the most part, they kind of went toe-in-toe with, you know, the Astros, who, I don't care what anybody says, Houston Astros are a very, very good team, and, you know, they've been in the American League Series, or Championship Series, for, I believe, now this is their seventh year in a row, I think. You definitely don't get there by not having good teams, obviously. Twins fans, there's really nothing bad you can say about this club, because it gave us, you know, they gave us a lot of good moments this year, and then they kind of gave us a lot of, you know, moments that we'd like to forget, you know. But overall, this season was definitely one of the more fun teams to watch since I can remember. You know, of course, you know, the Bomba Squad was a fun season to watch, but, you know, we all kind of know what happened in the playoffs against that, you know, that year is we just, it was no, there was no pitching. And, you know, seeing this team in the playoffs with pitching, you know, not only just starting rotation pitching, but just having a decent bullpen, it's amazing how that makes a big difference. And, you know, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out next year. You know, other than, you know, Sonny Gray possibly being a free agent, even though he's expressed a little interest in coming back to the Twins. You know, Lopez, Ober, Paddock, not sure on Maeda yet, Barland, Ryan. I mean, next year it definitely looks like this team could have another, you know, good group of for a starting rotation. And, you know, and I would be a bit surprised if the Twins next year try, if they can't get Gray or a Maeda back, that they definitely try and go after maybe another, some type of starter, you know, to kind of help them out. But I definitely like the direction that this team is going as far as pitching-wise in the next couple of years. They should definitely be pretty tough. As far as the hitters, you know, we're going to lose some names. Obviously, Joey Gallo, which kind of was the $11 million mistake. Michael A. Taylor is a free agent also going into next year. And, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see if they decide to try and keep him around, beings, you know, with the Buxton situation, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. You know, they're going to lose Solano. Solano will become a free agent. And then, you know, there's a couple of guys who have some options coming up. The first one obviously being Max Kepler. And, you know, Kepler definitely made some improvements this year. You know, I know at the beginning of the year that we were talking about trading him when they brought Gallo in because, you know, we needed a right, you know, a right-handed hitting outfielder. And, you know, so we thought that kind of meant right away that Kepler was going to kind of be on the chopping block or, you know, being traded or whatever, however the Twins saw fit. And, you know, they decided to hang on to him, which partly through the year, we all thought that was a mistake, you know, including myself. And as the season went on, you know, he got better and better. Do I think he played up to, you know, what I think he could be? No, I mean, he's kind of showed this time and time again that this is kind of what he is. He's going to struggle for a little while, and then he's going to play up to, you know, he's definitely going to play a lot better through the season, but it's just not a consistent deal. So I'm not sure how the Twins are going to handle that. Jorge Polanco, he's another one that's got an option, a club option coming up. And, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they're going to do with him. I know he's not been really healthy the last few seasons. He's had his own struggles of staying healthy. And, you know, and with Lee and you got Julian and whoever else, you know, coming up through the farm system, and it's kind of makes you wonder, you know, what are their plans for Jorge Polanco? I think we're going to touch on a lot of this stuff probably in the off season, because a lot of this stuff is very in limbo right now. There's really no clear-cut answers to what's going to be happening with some of these guys until after the season's done. So I will be definitely bringing that up a lot in the off season. Like I mentioned before, with the Buxton deal, and if some of you haven't heard, it just came out today that Buxton is going to go under some knee surgery. This will be his second surgery on his right knee. He's dealing with some type of tendonitis. So far what I'm reading is he should be able to return part-time in 2024 if everything goes well. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of the same song and dance that we've been through with Buxton already. He just can't seem to stay healthy. And I know that frustrates a lot of Twins fans as much, you know, and it frustrates me too. You know, we're paying him, you know, what some clubs would consider, you know, some clubs like the Twins or these, you know, small budget teams, you know, a lot of money, where some of the, you know, bigger clubs, it probably wouldn't be very much. But I think we're spending a lot of money for a guy right now who really hasn't, to me, fulfilled his contract so far. And, you know, there's not really a lot we can do about it because he's still under contract until 2028 is his, or he comes a free agent in 2029. So really the Twins can't really cut him, you know, because of the fact that he would obviously cost us a lot of money. And, you know, could he be traded this coming off season? You never know. I mean, there might be a team that's willing to take a flyer on him, but I don't know. It's, like I said, it's kind of, I don't know what to say right now on that ordeal. I mean, we've gone through this so many times with Byron, and just, to me, it would be weird if he didn't have anything going on this off season as far as, you know, an injury or having surgery on something. So, also today, Alex Kirilloff, who had hurt his shoulder earlier this year in June, and he was on the injury list for a little while, and come back and kind of played through his, you know, his shoulder was bothering him a little bit, but he played through it. And then during that dive against Houston, he he definitely did something to his shoulder, because he obviously he was put on the injury list, and it sounds like he's going to be having some surgery here at the end of the month. And as of right now, the recovery is going to be unknown until after he has his surgery, and it's on his non-throwing arm. So that's good news there. Yeah, he's another one that kind of struggled this season, you know, and he's kind of been bitten by the injury bug also. I'm hoping, you know, after this gets done, that he, you know, recovers and is, you know, healthy, and hopefully he can, you know, go out there and play a full season, because I'm, you know, like many of you guys, I'm actually pretty interested to see what he can do when he plays, you know, full time. Because right now, you know, that first base position might possibly be his spot, depending on how things kind of shake out over the off season. Than that, there's really not much else to report as far as Twins news. Like I said, it's, you know, it's been a couple days. It's still been kind of tough, but, you know, hey, it was a good season, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to next year already, you know, just because I had so much fun this year. So, moving on, we got, still got some baseball left to play. The AL Championship Series between the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros will start this week. We'll start this week on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to this series. These guys, you know, ever since Houston's kind of moved over to the American League, these guys have kind of built themselves a nice little rivalry, and I think this is going to be a real fun series to watch. Texas is just been on fire, you know. I don't know, I'm kind of glad the Twins didn't play them, because I don't know if I wanted to face that team, because I don't know how we would have done against them. National League Championship Series, Philadelphia, who knocked off the Atlanta Braves, not very surprised at all. I kind of made a comment during one of our episodes that if there was anybody that could knock off, you know, the Dodgers or the Braves, it was definitely going to be this Philadelphia team. I think these guys are a pretty good team that they kind of sputtered their wheels a little bit during the season, but once they got going, you know, they've been a pretty consistent competitive team. Anyways, they'll be playing on their first game will be on Monday night, and these are all best of seven series games, and they're going to be taking on probably a heavy underdog fan favorite, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who, if you guys remember earlier in this year, you know, I mentioned that this is a team to watch out for. They're young, they have been really building up, and you know, with all this young talent through their farm system, and they're definitely, if it wasn't this year, it was definitely going to be next year that these guys were ready to put on a show. And I'll tell you what, they are, you know, shutting out the Dodgers in the playoffs. I mean, yeah, I can't believe that. Yeah, the Dodgers were pretty disappointing, but the D-backs, I'll tell you what, I'm definitely gonna be pulling for these guys. You know, I kind of, like I said, I really talked them up during you know, spring training, and how good I think these guys can be, and how they're gonna be a surprise team, and they are definitely showing it. I think this will be a pretty fun matchup. I hope they have something for Philadelphia. it's going to be hard. It's hard to say. I think Philadelphia, I'm going to give Philadelphia the edge on this one. But you never know. You know, the Diamondbacks proved us wrong against the Dodgers, and they, you know, they proved us wrong in the wild card race. As far as Texas and Houston, this one's kind of hard. Houston is, they're still a really great team. I just don't think they're still that team from last year that was really tough to beat. I think Texas can beat them. So I'm going to take Texas in this one. So I think it would be a Texas and Philadelphia World Series. So, but, you know, like I said, who knows? No, with that, I don't have really much more to throw at you guys tonight. Coming up in probably after the World Series, I'm going to kind of have a kind of a whole end of the year deal. We're going to go over, you know, as far as going over my my predictions that I made earlier this year. I'm kind of excited to see how I did. I know some of them I did god awful in, and then there's some of them that I was pretty spot on, and that, you know, it's going to be good to kind of take a look back and see how that all went. And then, you know, we'll kind of talk a little bit about what the Twins got kind of cooking in the offseason. You know, like I said, some of the, and I kind of mentioned some of it already on, you know, the contracts, you know, who's going to be a free agent and, you know, who's got options, and just kind of go from there. So with that being said, and I think I'm going to close up shop for the night. And I thank you for listening. And you can follow me at MDHoffman61. And you could follow the show at Twins Nation Pod. And go on there, you know, give us a like. You know, get in there, make a comment. You know, tell us what you like about the show. Give me some suggestions. Tell me what your favorite Twins player is. Whatever. Again, thank you for listening. You guys have a good night. Go Twins.